The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And if it's your first time coming on board, we thank you so much. If you're a longtime listener, we welcome you back with open arms. Auto World has actually been on the air since 1992. That's a long time. And, of course, along the way, I've done other automotive radio programs, including Motor Trend and Motor News Weekly. It is my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station, or if you're listening to us online at GCNlive.com, it's always great fun. Coming up in this hour of the broadcast, a little later on, we're going to be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, to be exact, Tom Appel will be with us, and we'll be talking to Tom about some of the new vehicles that he has driven in recent weeks, and also about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. But we're going to kick things off by chatting with the gentleman all about Earth Day, and in particular, how his company is responding to Earth Day and becoming a more environmentally friendly company. It's always lots of fun to talk with the folks at Hartz. They are located in my home state of Massachusetts, and we welcome right now Matt Williams, who is the Director of Business Development. Matt, thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great fine. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's talk before we get into talking about all the cool things that you're doing at Hartz regarding being more environmentally friendly. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the company, it's been around a long time, and you guys fill a very interesting niche in the automotive world. Give us a little history lesson on the company and tell folks a little bit about the kind of services and products that you guys offer.
Absolutely. So Hartz is a third-generation family-owned company who focuses on the world of automotive trim. So we make products that are either cut and sewn or thermoformed into shapes and used in applications such as convertible car tops or tonneau covers or door panel trim, instrument panel trim, seat covers, and similar. And the Hartz family, again, is third generation, privately holds the company. We are based in Acton, Massachusetts, as you mentioned, with sales offices and manufacturing in other parts of the world, namely Mannheim, Germany, and also in India. And basically what we do is we coordinate with both the OEMs that build the vehicles and the tier ones that integrate our materials into their convertible car tops or door panels to engineer, design, and develop those materials, those cover stock materials that you see and touch on the inside and outside of your car.
You guys do such wonderful work. And before we talk about some of the cool things that you're doing with manufacturers in the realm of convertible tops and tonneau covers, let's get back to Earth Day, which is fast approaching, and tell us a little bit about some of the ways that Hartz has made a real commitment to being a more environmentally friendly company.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking about some of our products and how we develop the materials that are used in our products to make them more environmentally friendly, it covers a wide range of solutions. So one of the biggest ways is with our interior trim products. We take and we replace certain polymers that are used in those skins that are formed into the doors and the instrument panels of the cars, and we change the polymer to something less dense. So typically going from a vinyl system, a PVC-based system, to an olefin-based system, and that can reduce the weight of the component inside the vehicle by 20%+ compared to some of the older technologies out there. So by that very weight savings, the vehicle weighs less and can be more fuel, have a higher fuel economy. And also those materials tend to be easier to recycle after the vehicle is done and scrapped. Or even within our process, some of the raw materials can be recycled within the process to reuse them and not have to use fresh materials. So that's one way. The other thing on the product side we do a lot of is with our coating system. We put paint on a lot of our parts, and those coatings or paints are have transitioned from a lot of solvent-based systems where they're using not necessarily harmful solvents, but solvents that have to be cared of and disposed of properly, and replacing them with water-based systems, which are inherently more environmentally friendly and easier to clean up and don't create as much of a burden on the environment.
That's all great news. And another bit of great news for the Hartz Corporation is the fact that the company's actually cut CO2 emissions in the period of 2012 to 2000 by some 40%. That's a remarkable achievement. Tell us more, Matt.
Yeah, so there's a lot of components that go into that achievement, but it's things within our manufacturing facility as simple as light fixtures and having light fixtures that are LED-based and also shut off when there's nobody around and not in use. More efficient motors and drives on our equipment that consume less electricity and consume less fuel if it's a gas-fired system. And then even with the types of environmental control equipment that we have. So, again, for these coating systems that we apply onto our products, incinerate all of that off-gas or effluent, and those incinerators have become much more energy efficient and help us reduce our overall carbon footprint, as you say, by 40% over a 12-year period earlier this decade.
Another little bit of interesting information is the fact that fabric backings these days here in 2016 are actually available from recycled materials. Tell us a little bit more about that, Matt.
Yeah, so especially when we get into the use of polyester textiles, we can incorporate into the yarn that's used to make that textile, whether knit or woven or even non-woven, we can incorporate fiber that has been reclaimed from former uses such as polyester bottles. So a lot of the soft drinks and other a lot of things people drink and consume out there are made out of poppy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Joined by a very special guest. He is Matt Williams, the Director of Business Development for Hartz. And we're talking all about how Hartz has made a real commitment to being more environmentally friendly. And with Earth Day fast approaching, I thought it was a good time to have a visit with the folks at Hartz. I love talking with this company. Really only became aware of them within the past few years and have enjoyed many conversations with many representatives. And Matt, I thank you again very much for your time here today. Let's talk a little bit more about the way that some of the materials that you're using actually allow folks to use their air conditioning less often. I understand that when you're working with the OEMs and designing interiors, that today quite often you're integrating into that interior some energy reflective materials. Tell us about that.
Sure. So it's pretty well known that it's very common for car interiors or even exteriors to be black or a dark color. Quite popular, and everybody, I'm sure, understands and appreciates how dark colors tend to absorb and hold heat. So the, especially the infrared energy that comes from the sun or otherwise, is held in those materials, and they generate heat inside of a cabin of a car on a hot day. And what we've done here is we've worked with the pigment systems that are in our materials to reformulate them so that they reflect a lot of that energy instead of absorbing it. So again, the infrared energy from the sun, instead of being absorbed into the material, is reflected away from it, and that inherently keeps the inside of the vehicle cool because that energy is reflected back away. And we've done this on some of our topping materials and also looking at it in some of our interior trim materials as well. So it's a pretty neat way to try to reduce that, maybe call it a greenhouse effect inside of a car. Keeps it cooler, and thereby the air conditioning system doesn't have to work as hard when you get in the car to cool it down.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. Absolutely. I could easily see how the use of some of these materials really could make a significant improvement in the interior, the cabin temperature. Let's talk also a little bit about bio-based ingredients. I know from time to time I'll talk with representatives from companies like Ford, and they're quite often talking about using some ingredients in seats and actually in some mechanical areas of the car that are made out of some funky materials that have been recycled. But you guys are working with a lot of bio-based ingredients. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so, obviously we're in the business of manufacturing polymeric or plastic films. And we have some options there when it comes to selection of the polymer components and the resins that we use to formulate those products around. In a lot of cases, what we can do is work with some of the auxiliary process aids and otherwise to incorporate things that can that are either bio-based or can be more easily biodegradable once they are consumed and put into a landfill. So by doing that, we eliminate a lot of the petrochemical-based systems that are inherently less biodegradable and not bio-based, since they're based on oil and petrochemical feedstocks, to create products that, by our standards, are meeting or fulfilling or even exceeding the performance requirements of the vehicle and thereby being a little bit more environmentally friendly.
It is so difficult these days, Matt, to kind of predict the price of energy. I'm surprised. I'm sure many of our listeners are surprised as well that we've seen gas dip to prices that we really haven't seen in decades. But the truth of the matter is we live in such a volatile world. We never know what's around the corner. So a lot of the steps that you're doing at Hartz, I think, is great because, as I just said, we don't know what we're facing around the bend, and certainly by being proactive and using these materials and making vehicles more energy efficient, you're saving fuel, you're saving emissions. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been around for 100 years, and our foundations are in the early days of the automotive industry as a whole. We recognize that people are going to have to get from point A to point B for quite some time to come. So Anything that we can do to try to make our not only our daily operations more environmentally friendly, but the products that we manufacture and put into the marketplace that we expect to last for many years to come, try to make those more environmentally friendly, we're going to do it. So that's a commitment from Hearts and the Hearts family, and it's part of what we do on a daily basis.
It must be really cool working with the car companies, the OEMs, and the designers. It's interesting. You know, we saw a trend there for a while that the retractable hardtop convertibles made a comeback, and lots of manufacturers were turning to those. And certainly in the Northeast and in the Midwest, there are some advantages to having a retractable hardtop. But when I have the opportunity to talk to a lead designer from a car company where their price is no object, Rolls-Royce, or let's say somebody from Jag, Ian Callum, for example. Ian has said to me many, many times before, in the past, you know, we've looked at retractables, but the truth of the matter is we can't get the kind of look, we can't get the design that we want for our vehicle with a retractable. The traditional convertible top is much more adaptable to creating a cooler looking vehicle.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, we look at it not only from the standpoint of the top down and enjoying the open air driving, but also with the top up and with a fabric soft top. The roof is very the shape of the roof, you can easily configure that, but also you add a design feature with the fabric that you use to create special color combinations or even some designs and woven into the fabric with what we're doing with a lot of our newer designs now, where that roof becomes a design feature on the vehicle that the OEM can really express their true intent and vision for the vehicle and the brand. And that's a big part of what we do. And then the other thing with the top down, the soft tops store into a smaller space because it is a folding fabric and the framework is a lot less, it's smaller on a volume basis. So with these retractable hard tops, you have to put that metal somewhere behind the rear seat and it ends up taking up trunk space. And those are compromises a lot of OEMs just don't want to make. And we've seen them return back to soft tops and plan on using soft tops as their open air solution for the years to come.
Matt, can you hang with us just for a few more moments?
Absolutely, no problem.
Wonderful. We'll take a pit stop and then more of Auto World around the bend.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the Information Station, AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City, and standing by in the Windy City of Chicago. Coming up a little later on in this half hour, Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. But we're wrapping up. Every time I have these folks on, I plan on having them on for a couple of segments, and nine times out of ten, I always end up holding the guests over because I'm just fascinated with the company and love talking with the folks from Hart. So they're the folks that make convertible tops and truck tonneau covers and also a lot of interior materials. They work with the OEMs. The company is more than 100 years old, and I'm from Boston, and this is an Acton, Massachusetts-based company, so it's from my home state. Matt Williams is our very special guest, the Director of Business Development for Hartz, and Matt, let's talk a little bit more about your role as the Director of Business Development. When a car company is planning a new convertible, perhaps an all-new model. I know you guys recently worked on the first Buick convertible that we've seen in a long, long time. The last one we saw was the Riata way back in the late 80s in very limited numbers, but the brand new one, you guys played an integral role in that vehicle. Tell us about your role with the Buick as well as some of the other new convertibles, new drop tops that you're particularly proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what we do is we are typically working both with the OEM designers, so people who are specifying things like colors and appearance properties, but also with with the OEM engineers, so the technical folks who are specifying the material performance level, how quiet they want the inside of the vehicle to be, how they want the material to fold, how they want to integrate the window glass, and all these types of features. We start working with those folks anywhere from 3 to 6 or 7 years before the car is going to be launched and offered to the public. So that requires us to go to their home engineering and design centers around the world. So whether it's in Munich with BMW or with Ford or any others in Detroit, and specify, listen to them, hear the voice of the customer, understand what they're trying to do and what they want the vehicle to do. So that happens very early on, and there's a lot of iterative processes of refining the material selection and doing testing and validation of the material performance. And then you get to the point of integrating it into the roof and actually putting it on the car and working with our customers there that actually cut and sew the material. So it's a long process, but something that's part of what we do on a daily basis, and it helps us by going to the customers and hearing what they want, engineer specifically what they're after and satisfy all of their needs. So in the case of this new Buick vehicle, the Cascada, as it's called, it actually started as an Opel vehicle in Europe and was designed in Germany at the Opel facilities there. Opel is a division of GM. And our colleagues at the Hartz manufacturing site in Mannheim, Germany, were deeply involved with those folks to specify a lot of things that I just described with material performance and color selection and all of that stuff. And we were there, I think, 4 years ahead of the car launching. And when it did come to market, it proved to be quite successful in Europe. And Buick, as a result, or General Motors, as a result, decided to bring it stateside here and launch it in North America earlier this year.
That's great. Another thing that we should remind folks, if you haven't been around a modern-day convertible, I grew up as an only child. My parents liked cars, both my mom and dad, so our family car primarily was a T-Bird. We had lots of different T-Birds, but when I was quite young, I don't remember these so much because I was so young, but we had a number of convertibles, Galaxy 500 convertibles to be exact, and I remember, how bare bones these convertible tops were. I mean, from the exposed mechanism to the fact that if you lived in New England, let's say, back in the 60s or 70s, and you had one of these vehicles, you really had to be concerned when it came to the winter, because a lot of these convertible tops weren't really manufactured. The technology wasn't there to provide the type of interior isolation from the cold as well as the weight of the snow. But modern day convertible tops have come a country mile, and that's where you guys have done all this great work.
Yeah, absolutely. So, back in the day, a lot of those vehicles were designed as sedans or coupes, and then they physically cut the roof off before they installed the convertible mechanism. So they were designed not to be convertibles from the start, and it was not necessarily an afterthought, but just accepted practice to chop the roof off of a sedan or a coupe and put the roof in for a soft top. And what's happening these days is, due to not only, people's expectations of how quiet and how well thermally insulated they are inside of those vehicles, but also the safety standards, the manufacturers, the OEMs, along with the people actually fabricate the roof systems, are designing those things from the very beginning of the car. So the car manufacturer decides, yes, we're going to have this model as a convertible, and they start doing things with the body structure of the vehicle and the package space of where they're going to store the top from the very beginning of the design work. And that is why it takes so long, but it's also why convertibles are actually now true four-season vehicles. So you can have a convertible that you drive year-round, and there's absolutely no risk and problem of you leaving it in your driveway when a heavy winter storm comes through and dumps a couple of feet of snow on top of it. it's not going to be a problem. And the acoustical and thermal insulation is so good inside of these vehicles now that you really don't know in many cases that you're driving a convertible. And they're as quiet, and we've heard in certain cases quieter than the fixed roof models on the same platform. So it's really a feat of engineering what we do today with these vehicles.
Well, Matt, we definitely got to make a date to get you back on. Matter of fact, you know, I would love to have you guys on, you know, once a month as a regular feature. Because another thing, we'll just throw this one out. If you're an owner of an older convertible and you're in need of help with that older convertible, if you have an antique convertible, you guys there at Hartz can actually come to the rescue and help folks. Just tell us briefly a little bit about that side of the company.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, being over 100 years old and having with the Hartz family made the commitment to hold on to a lot of the old know-how and fabric and textures and tooling that we used to manufacture those products back in the day, we can still recreate them even now. So if a certain car owner has something that they're looking to recreate, we have the capability of doing that in many cases. And even for the late model vehicles where, you know, the car has been on the road for 5, 10 plus years and you just feel like you need a new roof to spruce it up, we have a lot of information on our website to help consumers that are looking for a replacement convertible car top to find the manufacturers that can use Hartz material and give them as good or an even higher quality roof than what the car came with new.
That's great. Why don't you reiterate the website and any social media information as well?
Absolutely, Bob. So we're on the web at www.hartz.com, and that's a pretty specific spelling, so it's HAARTZ.com, HAARTZ. And folks can follow us on Twitter, at Hart, in the Twitter feed, and we try to post as much useful information for what's going on in the world of open-air drive.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Konica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog that I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're going to be joined in a matter of seconds by the man himself in the Windy City, Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. But we held Matt Williams, the director of business development from Hartz, over because when you do national radio, you have hard breaks and you have to get out at a really exact microsecond time. And Matt was in the middle of giving out the Hartz website and also the Twitter information. And Matt, I'm glad you stuck around. And why don't you once again reiterate that and add any additional information that you would like. And just wanted to explain to you, sorry about that hard break, but that's national radio.
No problem. So, yeah, as far as information on our website, folks can find a lot of good information about our products and, you know, our presence around the world. But also, for those that are looking to replace their convertible car tops, we have a listing there of the manufacturers of roofs out there that if they need to get a top and retrim it on their vehicle, find that information for those manufacturers there, as well as a database of all the different materials and colors of materials used over the years, going back even into the 1970s, database of vehicles and makes and models of what roof materials were used. And all that can be found online at www.hartz.com, again, HAARTZ.com. And we are certainly active on Twitter with our handle @Hartz. With information, again, about what we see coming down the pipe for new vehicles in soft top and other configurations, as well as consumer information, which we also put on our website about the care and cleaning of your roof. So a lot of great information out there for folks.
Well, Doug, thank you so much for your time. And again, we look forward to getting you and other representatives from Hartz back with us real soon.
My pleasure. It's been great to be on the show.
Thank you so much. And now we move to Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We were having a little bit of phone issues with Tom, but we've got that straightened out, and we welcome him to the airways of Auto World. How are you, my friend?
I am very well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Well, let's talk a little bit about convertibles, since that's what we were talking about with the gentleman from Hartz. I myself I have never owned a convertible, not yet. As I said, my parents had a number growing up when I was quite young, and you know, I have pictures of the vehicle, and I do remember one. It was a 67 Galaxy 500 convertible in blue with a black roof. Be worth a lot of money today. I want to say, engine wise, I know it had the optional V8 engine for the Galaxy 500 for 67, so that could have been like a 429, something like that. It'd be worth a lot of money. How about yourself, Tom? Have you ever owned a convertible, or members of your family?
There's just been the one convertible in my automotive heritage, and that was a 1977 Jeep CJ7, which is less of a convertible. It is just a flat-out open-top vehicle. And the soft top on that offered all the protection of a lawn and leaf bag. It was in the winter, you were simply cold. There was really no fixing that.
It is true, and you and I, being in this business for a long time, we've really seen the convertible tops really transform. As I said to the representative from Hartz, I remember, you know, when the exposed hardware was the norm. Nowadays, the bars and all the things that are contained within the top, if it's a traditional folding electric power top, it's hidden. There are multiple layers, and they do a really good job of being year-round vehicles these days. Even in places like Boston or Detroit or Chicago, I'm sure you see Hardy folks in Chicago with their daily driver being a convertible.
Yeah, you see that all the time around here, and it's so much safer and easier to do now. Interestingly, I've met with the Hartz gentleman before. At the time that the Fiat was launching the 500C, the Cabriolet, and the top on that is a fascinating piece in that they were able to weave the colors of the Italian flag into the top, not apply it to it, but weave it in so that it was permanent. But the quality was excellent.
Absolutely. And speaking of Fiats, I was going to ask you about what upcoming convertibles are you looking forward to? I mean, for me, I can't wait for the FCA, the Fiat 124, the return of that vehicle. And, of course, in New York, not only did they take the wraps off the ZL1 Camaro, but also a convertible variant of that. Those are going to be two very hot convertibles. How about yourself? Anything that you're waiting with bated breath for?
Yeah, I'm very interested. Well, more as an academic process, I'm really looking forward to driving the Acadia. Only our guy, Rick Cotta, our man on the road, has driven that. I'm sorry, the Cascada. So I'm looking forward to driving that. But personally, I really want to drive a Camaro convertible. I just can't wait to get a look at that. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, I had the Cascada a few weeks back, and you're going to be very pleasantly surprised with this vehicle. I certainly was. Another interesting thing that we should point out when it comes to convertibles compared to convertibles of years ago. You remember when all convertible back windows were plastic, and they all got yellow and they all looked horrible? But nowadays, if you buy a modern day convertible, you got it's glass, you got a rear window defroster. I mean, we've come a country mile in that area.
Yeah, I've got a friend who still has BMW 318i convertible from the 80s or early 90s, and basically he's replacing that top every 3 years. It's amazing how quickly the rear glass, it's not glass, it's plastic obviously, becomes gray or yellow and then starts to crack. The durability just isn't there. Yeah, the glass is so much preferable.
Absolutely. Another convertible that I'm looking forward to is the I'm a fan of the Evoque. I know some people do not like the Evoque from Range Rover, but yeah, I'm a small guy, so I fit in it fine, and I really like the looks of the Evoque, and I hated, there's no other way to say it, the Murano attempt at a SUV crossover convertible. What in blazes were they thinking with that? But I think the folks at Range Rover might have something here. I haven't seen it in person yet, but it certainly is based on a great platform and looks pretty good in pictures.
Yeah, I've thought about that, too. And I think the Murano was a mistake that they made, but I think that there was a calculated mistake. And I think that they thought, that Nissan thought, that there was an empty nester, an older driver potential for that. And there might have been, but it just never clicked with the public. But I think the Evoque, you're right. I think that could be a massive sales success. I think it could look fantastic. I don't see that the way the car is designed, it probably won't give up any rear seat space to the top. So it'll be a legit four-passenger convertible. Pricing will be an issue, but the potential to draw all sorts of high-end summer cruisers is huge.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the vehicles that you guys have had the opportunity to drive. And again, I always recommend everybody bookmark consumerguide.com and check out the daily drive. And we've got lots of cool things to talk about with Tom. But let's begin with some test drives. Recently, you guys had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a Range Rover. I must be doing something right, because I had the Autobiography Range Rover just last week, and my daughter loved that backseat. Incredible vehicle, very, very pricey. But you guys had the Range Rover Sport HSE TD6. So this is the turbo diesel. How was it?
In a nutshell, it's very good. This is a nice diesel. Like all the European luxury diesels, this is a 3-liter V6. I guess the BMW is a straight six, but another 3-liter turbo diesel. And I hesitate to say another as if I'm being dismissive, because this is a really nice, sporty-feeling diesel. Good low-end power, excellent highway power, sounds good. And perhaps probably one of the quietest diesels I've heard, even out of the European luxury makers.
Wow. Read all about it at the Daily Drive at consumerguide.com. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you same time, same place next week. Otherwise, stand by after the top of the hour.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the Internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.